everybody. Kate Delaney broadcasting live from Philadelphia. Boy, do we have a jam-packed hour in store for you, including the latest on our favorite wiener. Get it? I'm poor in the joke department, I know it. We're going to talk to Stephen Shohet from Hollywood. James Arness passing away. Gunsmoke. If you're a Western fan, you know that his name is synonymous with that long-running television show. If you're like 19 years old, you're like, Gunsmoke? What are you talking about, Gunsmoke? I watched Wild West, the movie version, with Will Smith. It's a throwback. It really is a throwback television show that still exists. If you go on to TV land, you'll see it. So we look forward to that. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Plus, once again, Robo Apocalypse. Oh, we have books to give away. More reasons to stick close and get ready to dial. That's coming up as well. But first, as I said, broadcasting live from Philadelphia. If you've listened to my show at all, you know that I grew up a stone's throw away from Philly, just over the bridge in New Jersey in Cherry Hill. And my beloved Philadelphia Phillies, I had a chance to go and see them out at Citizens Bank Ballpark. And unfortunately, they didn't perform for me. In fact, here's what it sounded like.
Now the 1-0 to Kemp. Swinging a high fly ball to right field. It's way back at the wall. Dominic Brown looks up, and it is gone. It's a home run. Matt Kemp with his 17th home run of the year, a two-run shot over the auxiliary scoreboard. And the Dodgers take a 6-2 lead.
Yeah, Matt Kemp nailed it shut. That was all she wrote, those two runs the Dodgers put up in the eighth inning. I think all of you can relate to that. If you're listening to me in Connecticut, in Illinois, in Vermont, in Michigan, Florida, Texas, you know when, as a nation, we are so mobile and a lot of us live far from our families. When you go home, there are certain things that you like to see and do. And as I said, if you've listened to me, you know that I'm a huge Philadelphia Phillies fan. So for my going home, I was going to work in a Phillies game, and my mother and her friend took me to a Phillies game, and sure enough, they kvetched during the entire game, typical Philly fans. And I watched as everything unraveled. In fact, I want you to share with me what you do when you go home, when you go back home. What is it, that one thing that you want to do? But that's coming up later during this show. Right at the top, though, I mentioned the ongoing soap opera of Congressman Anthony Weiner, who is not going to get a break in this thing. This is all we talked about on a previous show, and it is the water cooler buzz across America. Should the congressman call it quits, just resign? For all the myriad of reasons that we talked about before, including, you know, really, is this somebody that you want to represent you? A guy who's sending strangers hundreds of sexy emails. And then crotch shots, of course, to the college girl on the West Coast. And we don't want to beat a dead horse and relive this over and over again, because I think we really hashed it out and did a good job of talking about the congressman and what should have happened, what did happen, and ultimately where this is all headed. One thing's for certain. Comedians and marketing people who know a little bit about creating what I call that WC have jumped all over the Weiner thing. I was reading earlier in the day as I was trapped in the airport because I missed a plane and ended up kind of like Tom Hanks in the movie The Terminal. I was there for 5 hours, and a pilot was nice enough to sneak me into the Ambassador's Club so I could sit in a cushy chair anyway and kind of lay my head down. But as I was there and I was researching and talking to people and reading the paper, Spirit Airlines, I found out, really is jumping all over Congressman Weiner's woes. They're calling their latest promotion the Big Weiner Sale. And what they have on the site, it says Weiner Sale, $9 with fares too hard to resist. Hurry to book now before, this is the tagline, hurry to book now before this sale gets hacked. Do you love that? And, I mean, clearly, we know that this is all about the congressman who admitted to sending those photos of himself and carrying on and all these relationships with these different girls who he, by the way, did not have sex with those six women that we know of. So, Spirit's using the scandal brilliantly, I might add, for what's now happened with the transgressions of the congressmen to get some attention for their summer airfare sales. Kind of stealing a page out of Southwest Airlines book. That's, you know, that's what they do so often and do so well. So they do have these fares, $9 each way. I'm sure that's a gimmicky thing and there's something to it. But Wienergate is playing all over the place. It really is. Another thing that's happened at the top as we kind of scatter shoot here to set up the menu for you is the temperatures across the states. The heat wave that we're experiencing is something to be reckoned with. In fact, Matt Johnson says that our own mothership, the GCN network, it's kind of was wreaking a little havoc with the folks there. Matt, what happened? Because in the Twin Cities, you got up to like 102.
It was actually 103, which causes kind of a problem in the studio when we have a lot of equipment around. And you got to have the AC working double time. And we're having some power surges here and there. We had to have the battery backups going, but they weren't responding quickly enough. So we're losing power to some of our connections. It was kind of a disastrous day, and I'm ready to leave.
Ed, I don't blame you. And are they predicting those temperatures to continue to rise next couple of days?
It started yesterday, and we hit like 101 or 102 maybe yesterday, and it hit 103 today. But tomorrow it's supposed to start cooling off. But, I mean, as of right now, it's a very chilly 89 degrees compared to what it was before.
Mm. Wow. Well, I feel Matt's pain. Some of you may relate. Let me tell you about some of the other records that were set in Milwaukee, 97, in Green Bay, Wisconsin, 96, Wichita, Kansas, 101, St. Louis, Missouri, woo, up to a balmy 96. For all you folks listening to us in Memphis, Tennessee, 98 degrees. But Minneapolis wins the award for being hotter than hell, 103 degrees, like Matt said. Hottest since July 31st of 1988.
And it was so hot we had roads buckling, too. We actually have some sound about that as well.
The pavement expands with the heat and with the humidity, and it needs a place to move. When it can't do it, when those joints are locked up, it will break where the concrete is weak.
And when a road is buckling because of the heat, it really is time to jump on those Wienergate fares, I think,
and it was
Spirit Airlines.
It was happening on major freeways that are going right through downtown Minneapolis, and lanes were closed off. It was not a good couple of days around here.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, coming up on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight as we continue to broadcast live from Philadelphia. The latest scam, I think it's a scam that's being perpetrated across the nation as far as eye scanners are concerned. Join me on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Since it's Free for All Tuesday, and you noticed the top, I was talking about several different things, including the heat. Some of you may be experiencing it. I mentioned the cities and some of the highs that were hit. It's ironic, as I was in a satellite facility for GCN, coming from Texas to the Northeast, and the Delaware Valley, where I am, is supposed to get the worst heat that they've seen in a very long time. They're saying it's going to be around 102 as well. That kicks in on Wednesday. So if you can fry an egg on your pavement or roads are buckling before your eyes like they are in the Twin Cities or some other crazy thing is happening, you're melting literally as you walk out the door. I want to hear your stories. Everybody has a heat story, too. It's like I said, everybody has a coming home story. There's something that you want to do. You want to go to the best pizza that you've ever had in your whole life, even though you were in the Army and you lived all over the place. Or there's just this one bar, this crusty old bar where you and your buddies used to hang out. And every time you go home, that's the place that you go. For me, I said it's, you know, I want to go see the Phillies because that's a long time childhood memory thing for me. Or go and see some blue water, go to the ocean. That would be the other thing that I would absolutely put on my list. So you can share all of that with us on Free for All Tuesday. You just have to dial my digits. Here's the number, 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. I also mentioned Anthony Weiner, the congressman from New York, that you just can't help it. It's on the tip of everyone's tongue. And I said we didn't want to beat that dead horse because I didn't want to drag them all the way to New Jersey with me. But the main thing that's come out of this is just, it's really twofold. Should the guy just flat out step down because there's pressure that to try to force him to step down? Forget the whole ethics committee investigation thing that Nancy Pelosi, the House minority leader, is pushing. And the secondary conversation, which here we go again with a politician driving the culture to start to look and examine tweeting. And tweeting in a marriage, is it cheating? And a lot of people say yes. This thing about having you know, sexually charged relationships with people through the internet doesn't wash in most households. So that's led off a lot of the discussions, I think, across America on TV shows and radio shows like this one. And, you know, every nook and cranny, as I'm fond of saying, that's part of the conversation as well. We talk about privacy a ton on America Tonight. And because I was in an airport for two airports for a very long time today, something else that I was thinking about, which, by the way, many of you sent me emails to find out if I had any hassles with the TSA and going through. And I actually did not. They actually were trying to get me on a plane that I was going to miss and tried to kind of hurry me through. So they were helpful. But there's a lot of discussion about eye scanning and security measures for the future. And what if you did the eye scan thing in the airports? So they're already looking at us naked through these x-rays. They're already examining kids who are 6 months old and making them cry. And now the latest thing is, okay, well, then let's do the eye scanner thing. And let's just make it standard across the board in all of the airports where we can afford to do this. Because look at the hassles it would reduce aborting a plane. And maybe somebody who wants to blow up a plane or do some other dastardly sick deed to a bunch of passengers who are simply going from point A to point B, they'll think twice about jumping on that flight because they'll have to do the eye scanning deal. And in Singapore, they're really the guinea pigs of this. The International Air Transportation Association, sounds official, doesn't it? They did a mock-up and shouted it to the world in Singapore of what they're calling checkpoint of the future. And passengers separated by security risk would basically go through, this is how it's described, one of three high-tech 20 feet long, that's how big it would be, a tunnel, that can scan shoes, carry on luggage, and check for liquids and explosives. Then you would be able to get from the curb to the gate, and what they're saying, the international director is saying, with dignity. That means you don't have to stop, you don't have to strip, you don't have to unpack, you don't have to take all the stuff out. There is no groping. There's nobody touching your chest or having your kids put their arms up and feeling their jeans, the top of their jeans, and everything else. So how do you win back passengers who don't like going through these security channels? And my question is, how do you feel about going through a tunnel where it's essentially the same thing. You're being scanned. It's just you're being quickly scanned. Our TSA administrative chief, John Pistoli, thinks that this system is a great idea, and we're probably 5 years away from it, that it's something that's way overdue, that we're not at the checkpoint of the future, but this is their goal. This is what they talk about constantly in their meetings. What are we doing? Where are we headed? How can we make things safer, less obtrusive to people? Let's grab to these tunnels and let's see what happens in Singapore and other countries who are using them. So the TSA has been working for the last 6 months on developing a system that would be able to differentiate passengers by security risk to cut down on the checks. See, this is the thing. You heard what I just said. For 6 months, they're working on a system that would be able to differentiate each of us. Well, for goodness sake, isn't that profiling? Everybody has a fit when you say the word profile, even though the whole world points to Israel and El Al and how safe El Al is. And yes, it's smaller and all that sort of stuff, and you're talking about one massive place that really, Tel Aviv, where the security is so stringent and they just flat out profile. But yet, you're saying profiling is like a dirty word. So now the TSA essentially is saying that. And, you know, they're using different words carefully. John Pistoli's using different words and saying that, okay, so we're differentiating passengers by security risk. That's profiling. And it would cut down on the checks. And you know how I feel about that? I think that profiling, in a sense, should be acceptable if we're trying to become like El Al, like the security in Israel, because flat out they will tell you that. They will look for suspicious things. The word profiling can lead to all kinds of misconceptions. I think you do profile or should profile people. We should have ex-detectives on the front lines then and let them look for strange things in the behavior of the people who are approaching. And if that amounts to profiling, then I think that we should profile. The TSA is, by the way, already doing a pilot program in a few airports that allows frequent flyers or others with clean records to get minimal checks. And that's where we're talking about differentiating people. Now, this is where it really gets scary, though. Passengers internationally are going to be categorized based on the results of a government risk assessment. And then that is put into a chip in the passenger's passport or the ID. So then the eye scan would match the passenger to the passport. How do you feel about being chipped? So low-risk people, if they consider me low-risk and Matt Johnson high-risk because of something that looks odd that comes up on his record, even if he didn't do anything to warrant that, and I get this chip, and maybe I really have done something, I would get to walk through this tunnel with my luggage in just a few minutes, and it would cut down the security screening. The average screening is 35 minutes. Now, that's one thing I can attest to on one end of trying to get through. As they were helping me because I was late for the plane, it's because I ran down the terminal about 20 gates. The original place where I was going through, it was absolutely 40 minutes to an hour to get through. So here's the thing that we have to decide. How much are you willing to say, go ahead and chip me? Go ahead. What do you think the solution to this is? We're going to talk about that a little bit later on the show. But coming up next on the flip side, James R. Ness, his passing, what he meant to Gunsmoke. We're talking with Stephen Shohet.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at BackyardFoodProduction.com. Again, that's BackyardFoodProduction.com.
Since 2007, the Federal Reserve and the U.S. government have injected as much as $20 trillion into the economies of the world, and yet the globe's economies continue to contract. Our government is borrowing $58,000 per second. If they stop spending, the economy collapses. If they continue spending, the economy collapses. And if they raise interest rates, the economy collapses. Prepare now. Call Ready Reserve Foods and put your plan together with quality, storable food. Ready Reserve Foods has been in business canning the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. We control the quality from start to finish with double enameled nitrogen-packed cans for maximum shelf life. Choose from a variety of pre-selected packages or customize your own plan and order exactly what you need. Call today for a free catalog at 800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from ReadyReserveFoods.com. For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Gunsmoke, or at least have heard their parents or grandparents talk about it. I mentioned it at the top of the show. Gunsmoke ran for 20 years. And if you watched it at all, you certainly know Marshall Matt Dillon. James Arness passing away, an actor who absolutely had done other work, but was best known for portraying the Marshall, Matt Dillon, in this long-running, very popular television show. So who do we turn to whenever we're talking about stuff like this in Hollywood? We have him on each and every week. Stephen Shohet, were you a Gunsmoke fan?
You know, I appreciate it because it was so successful. It got about 40 Westerns on the air at the same time, including the Western that I really love, which was Bonanza. I have to say I wasn't quite as big of a fan of Gunsmoke as I was of Bonanza, but if it wasn't for Gunsmoke's success, you might not have seen those other shows. So in that sense, I'm a big fan.
Yeah. Tell me the story about James Arness. How did he end up getting this role?
Okay, well, James Arness, of course, a World War II veteran, got injured, shot at the Battle of Anzo, Purple Heart, came out of the war, had a radio career going, came out to Hollywood on a whim, had some luck with some movies, and then he happened to have a meeting with John Wayne, who was looking for new actors to sign for his production company, and John Wayne said, "Do you drink?" And he decided to tell the truth. He said, "Yes, I do." And then John Wayne really liked that. So, he really liked James Arness. He signed him to a contract. He appeared in a couple of movies with John Wayne, like Jim McClane and Hondo. And then the Gunsmoke was a radio show that was going to be turned into a TV show by CBS. And the man who played him on the radio, William Conrad, unfortunately for him, was considered too obese to play that part, which which would involve physical work. And so James Arness was contacted, and he was told by people in the movie business, don't do it. You know, your movie career is going great. You don't want to get stuck in a television show. It's a step down. But then John Wayne contacted him. Now, there were two different stories, and the first one's more colorful, but it's probably not true. John Wayne supposedly was offered the role, told the producers, no, I'm a movie star, I don't do TV, but I'll get you somebody. Took James Arness out, got him roaring drunk, and kept saying, you're going to sign the contract. And Arness said, no, I'm not. And finally he got him so drunk he signed, and that's how he got the role. But, you know, the more accurate story probably is that John Wayne called James Arness and told him, look, you should do this, because this is what I did in the 1930s. I was in all these low-budget westerns, and I worked constantly, and I learned my craft, and it'll be a great stepping stone for you. And that's really what convinced James Arness to go into it. And, of course, not only did it turn out to be a stepping stone, it turned out to be about a 40-year career, because after the 20 years of Gunsmoke went off, and there were also TV movies that followed it. And you know, James Arness came in, and he was really working with some talented people there. I mean, Dennis Weaver, for example, you know, who played Chester, was obviously a great actor. And Milburn Stone, who played the Doc, he was the big key to that show, because he actually grew up in a frontier town, and while he didn't live in the 1870s when Gunsmoke was taking place, he was able to be around some old-timers who recounted what it was like back then. And so anything that was inauthentic, Milburn Stone would go to the producers and say, hey, we have to get this right. And James Arness felt a little bit overwhelmed. I mean, he was doing 15 pages a day. They were bringing in some great co-stars, and he felt that he was inadequate being acted off the screen, and he had never really gotten acting training before, and so he went to get a little coaching so he could handle it. I'll just say a quick thing. One time, James Arness, as the show went on, he started to lighten things up and do funny things on the set, and it got to the point where he and Milburn Stone would start laughing every time they were around each other, and it got to the point where they couldn't do scenes together. So what would happen is they would do close-ups, and somebody would be on the side feeding them the lines, but they had to make sure they weren't on set for at the same time, otherwise they would never get through the scene without breaking up.
Yeah. We're speaking with Stephen Shohat, of course, the man behind the book Hollywood Stories. Stephen, we're going to call you back because we're having a few little technical difficulties. We've had crazy weather in Minnesota, so who knows if that has anything to do with it, with the crazy heat. So we're going to let you slip off for a quick second, and then we're going to have you join us on the flip side here in a minute. And we're talking with Stephen about Gunsmoke, the popularity, of course, of Gunsmoke, and really his fascinating story, how he admitted that he was a drinker, and that didn't matter. He still got the gig. So, you know, that didn't seem to matter. In fact, it probably endeared him a lot more, and ultimately, look what it led to. Stephen, in talking about James Arness and his career, and the guy, when you look at his old movie photos too, I think he was a handsome guy. He was 6'6". My goodness, that's pretty tall for an actor, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, and it gave him great authority in his parts, and especially, of course, with Matt Dillon. And he never really was a leading man in movies, you know. He pretty much once he got into television, that really became his whole thing. And of course, he'd go out in public and make public appearances with Matt, you know, as Matt Dillon, and obviously he wasn't that person, but that's what people really identified with him, even though he had other parts that he played as well. But like one time he went to a prison, the Folsom prison, the same prison that Johnny Cash performed at, And he was asked to walk through all these, tough guys, and he felt like a fool. He said, oh, here I am, this phony TV lawman. And he was walking along, and sure enough, everybody was laughing. And he thought, oh, my gosh, they're laughing at me. This is humiliating. Well, what they were laughing at was one of the convicts was imitating Dennis Weaver's character, Chester, and limping along. And he heard this voice that said, Mr. Dillon, Mr. Dillon, you know, and it just cracked up the convicts. And James Arness had a good laugh about it, too.
Yeah. Who do you think, I guess besides James Arness, who else was super popular that he was close with that there are stories about from Gunsmoke days?
Well, he was popular with all the actors. I mean, he and Dennis Weaver got along splendidly, and then Dennis Weaver left the show after a long time, 9 years. And then Ken Curtis came along and played Festus, and he, you know, he got along well with him, too. Amanda Blake, who played Kitty, I mean, that, you know, there was always a mysterious thing because, the writers knew that she was a prostitute, but then, you know, they had to really tone that down for television. And so they changed her character and made her into a saloon keeper instead. And after a while, Amanda Blake got really unhappy about the show. Now, she was there for 19 years, but she decided to leave because she said, you know, I'm becoming a whiner, a complainer, you know, I'm becoming a person I don't want to be. But, you know, she said they all got along. She said her favorite person on the show was Milburn Stone. He seemed to be the most popular one. But James Arness got along well with everybody, too. So, James Arness said in the early days of that show, the key was how well the four characters got along. I mean, Amanda Blake used to joke, we're the only show on TV where we spend a half an hour saying hello to everybody in a saloon. And then later on, when it became an hour show, they changed direction and made it more of an anthology piece where the main characters appeared a little bit less and the guest stars, prominent guest stars like Bette Davis, started going on the show. And so it's an amazing run, 20 years. Now, part of the reason that it ran that long was because William Paley, the head of CBS, was the one who originally came up with it. He wanted to do a Philip Marlowe in the West, and that's what led to the creation of the radio show Gunsmoke. And every time somebody would try and cancel it, William Paley would say, no, Gunsmoke's going on again. And so it just kept going and going and going. And, you know, it might still have been going if the new management hadn't come in 1975 and decided to cancel it abruptly.
Yeah. Do you think we'll ever see, you know, now it's all cops and you see Charlie's Angels and the hospital shows. Will we ever see a series like Gunsmoke again? Will we go back to the Western?
Yeah, I think so. I think everything, you know, I mean, Hollywood is all about repeats and sequels. I mean, you know, they've been trying to make the Rockford Files again. It's just a question of getting the right cast and the right chemistry. And you know, things like that have a recognizable name. I mean, it's still, Gunsmoke and reruns is still an amazingly popular show. I mean, in fact, James Arness, the last couple of years of his life, actually got to watch a lot of the shows that he never saw. And he said, you know, I absolutely love watching Gunsmoke. You know, that Amanda Blake was really good. But I think it appeals to more people than him. So definitely I think we'll see Westerns at some point.
Yeah. Always a pleasure, Stephen Showhead, Hollywood Stories. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. HollywoodStories.com is the website.
Yeah, check it out. Coming up around the bend as we head to the exit of this hour, anyway, your chance to win an amazing new book. Hang with us.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL21 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL21 at adamandeve.com.
In just a few minutes, we're going to head to the mailbag. A lot of you still talking about Congressman Wiener and how he tried to dupe America. Most of you, I got to say, think he needs to go, other than our friend Trey, our horse friend in Kentucky, who thinks we need to just let it all drop and doesn't understand what all the fuss is about. Trey, you're pretty much on your own island if you're listening to America Tonight right now. Because so many others think that he just needs to resign. And that was overwhelmingly a lot of the email. And we're going to head there in just a few seconds. But before we do that, I am so excited about this. So excited. You know, we've been talking about it for a while now. Robopocalypse. It's in stores from Doubleday. Welcome to the future, your history. If you call in now at 800-259-5791, you will win your very own copy of the book and actually qualify to win the grand prize, the coveted Robo Sapien from Wowie. Robo Sapien is more than a mechanical companion. He's a multifunctioning, thinking, feeling robot with attitude. Visit wowie.com. http://, you know this, wowie.com. Very easy, just wowie.com. For details on this and other Wowie robotic products. So, yeah, light up those phone lines, 800-259-5791. Let's head to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. topping, like I said. I mean, overflowing. It's about the congressman. This is from Deke in Vermont. Yo, Kate, I have to say I've listened to some of that compelling radio the other night about Congressman Wiener. And I cannot believe anybody thinks the guy shouldn't resign. Forget whether or not he's a scumbag and what he did to his wife and whether or not she knew what was going on. But is this the person you want to represent you? How much of his mind is being wasted thinking about all these young girls that he's hitting up through Facebook or Twitter? That's the big question. How can he even focus on what he's doing? All right, Deke. Yeah, that's what I said. He's obviously, it's a major distraction because he's busy and he's running around and he is so well-liked and jumped on a lot of television shows weekly and was talking about health care. In fact, he really pushed for the whole public option thing. That was where he was hanging his hat, on the very liberal end of this spectrum, and was sought after on talk and talk radio and television shows, the cable shows and whatnot, and went and did a lot of shows. So as he was doing that and, you know, building his credibility with a lot of people and was thought to be a rising star in the Democratic Party, somebody who could maybe even run for president one day, but certainly had a crack at mayor of New York, is, I think, now toast politically. And how can he focus on what he's doing? Deke's right. If he has all these other distractions where he's trying to, what, carve out some quiet time at Starbucks so he can Facebook some people or when he runs home, I don't get it. All right, this one is from Mary, listening to us in Missouri. Kate, it's been a long time since I emailed the show, but rest assured I am listening. I saw something today about the Republicans demanding that Congressman Wiener step down. How delicious for the GOP that something like this should happen, although I don't blame them for jumping on it. I'm a lifelong Democrat, and even I am disgusted by what's happened. If I lived in New York, I would be furious, and I would not want this man to represent me again. I would campaign actively to see that he didn't represent me. Yeah, that's the question. She has a point. Would you want him to do it? It's just like what Deke was saying. Would you want him to represent you in the next election? Because he's got another election coming up. I think he's lost the credibility. I think he's lost the trust of his constituents because of the excuse thing, too. One thing about New Yorkers, if you just give it to them straight. I'll give you an example. This isn't about sexting, but Andy Pettit and the steroids, he just came clean. Okay, this is what happened. Oh, gee, shucks, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do it. I hope I didn't hurt the fans. And he went on to earn millions more after that. Roger Clemens would never cop to it, still isn't copping to it, is going on trial because of possibly lying to Congress. Did he perjure himself? And Congressman Wiener, same thing. He says he was hacked, it's a hoax, all that other stuff. And then he comes out and finally makes it real. And he has to because people are speaking out, the women that he sent stuff to. So, not to be cynical, but the timing was interesting. By the way, the Republican Party chairman says that Wiener should resign after admitting to, I love this word, sexually charged online relationships with several women. And, of course, the big thing, the lying. So Rince Priebus, of course, is going to jump on it. He's the head of the Republican Party. And he said in his statement that either Pelosi and the Democratic chairwoman, who is Debbie Wasserman Schultz, believe that members of Congress are held to different standards, or they believe the congressman's actions demand his departure from the House. So he's trying to lay it on their doorstep. Clearly, people are intrigued or talking about the never-ending jokes on Congressman Wiener just keep on coming. Here's one last one because we've got probably about 15 more on Wiener. And this one comes to us from Jake, who listens to us in Austin and frequently emails the show. Kate, let's cut through the crap. Wiener was wrong. He needs to get booted. Why are the Democrats sitting on their hands? Why are they not forcing this guy to get out of the way? Don't they realize how damaging this is? How big of a blow do you think it is for the Dems? You know, here's the thing, Jake. Sure, it's a blow to the Democrats, but look at Senator Ensign from Nevada, Republican. I mean, it's tit for tat. You can go back in the history of scandals, political scandals, and you can pull out some Republicans, certainly, too. And Wiener's not running for president. So does it hurt Obama? I don't think so. Obama, it's all about the economy and unemployment and the deficit and all that. Where is gas? It's not about Congressman Wiener. Does it hurt his chances? And could that flip a district to a Republican? Well, if that's what you're saying, then I would agree. I would say, yeah, there is that possibility. And here's another one that has nothing to do with politics or scandals or any of that. It comes to us from Illinois. And Dan, listening to us in Illinois, he says, Kate, you often do a little sports segment throughout the show, and I'm wondering why you haven't even talked about the Mavericks. Did you see the game? A huge win for Dirk Nowitzki and his friends. I did not see the game because I was flying into Philadelphia, and I went to the Philadelphia Phillies game. I was getting updates as to what they were doing. And, okay, I'll give them a few seconds here. The Mavericks won Game 4 on Tuesday night, 86-83. And once again, the leading scorer, Dirk Nowitzki, who they count on, he's now Mr. Count On Me, didn't do well in the first three quarters, but he went on to score 10 points in the final period. So he's who they're trying to get the ball to when they need to win down the stretch, and he has to be that guy. So the Mavericks would have gone down 3-1 in this series, but instead now it's tied at 2 apiece. How's that? All right, here's one last one, and this comes to us from Bob, listening to us in Wisconsin. I heard you mention the Heat, so I ran to my computer hoping that I could get this in and it would find its way into your hands. It is so hot in Wisconsin. I'm 26 years old, and this is the worst heat I've ever experienced. You mentioned a temperature, I think you said, in the 90s. Let me tell you, you should talk about the heat index. It feels more like 110. Oh, it is tough. It is tough to deal with the heat. When especially it starts to get above 101, 102, and you've got roads buckling. So we come full circle. We're back to the roads buckling. Be careful out there.
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell!